This is Big Tex. Welcome to the State Fair of Texas.
It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know, live from the State Fair of Texas. We're out here at Fair Park. Hey, everybody. Thanks for being here. Thanks for hanging with us. We had the John Boehner resignation press conference there live at the top of the hour, but we're thrilled to be here with you, and you can call us at 800-933-5372. You can email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. And this is the first time that KERA's been live at the State Fair for nearly 10 years, so it's great to be back. It's great to be out here at Fair Park today, and it's a beautiful day on opening day of the State Fair of Texas. So, we're live. We're taking your questions. There's a microphone here. Folks can step up to the mic if they have a question. You can call us at 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Starting off today, we got an email, and this is from, this is from Philippe. He says, I'm looking for advice to have my freezer looked at. He says, it's a foreign brand. I have a voltage transformer, and I'm just curious as to whether it would be possible to have it retrofitted to work on 110 volts. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. We got an email. This is, I think, came in last week from Ruth, who said, I just told someone that I would cross my fingers for her as she embarked on a new challenge. And then I asked myself, how did that get started? For as long as I can remember, Ruth says, I'm 60. We've been crossing our fingers as a sign of hope or a sign of good luck. Does anyone know where it came from? Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Or step up to the microphone. We're going to have we have a live mic out here at Fair Park, and we have a question. Hey, tell me your name and where you're from.
I'm Jerry from Rowlett.
Hi, Jerry.
And I have a question. Maybe I don't want to know the answer to, but how many calories are in a Fletcher's corny dog?
Well, you've asked. I think, you know, it is anything you ever wanted to know, and sometimes a few things that you don't. Yeah. But we'll see if we get an answer for you. 800-933-5372. Email. So, okay, you've already had two. All right. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Joanna reached out to us from Dallas and wants to know what happens to the butter in the butter sculpture when the fair is over. Getting some State Fair questions. Hopefully we'll have someone from the fair be able to come and join us here during the hour. We're working on that. We had the John Boehner press conference at the top of the hour. Thanks for hanging with us through that. But here we are live, and we're getting your emails, your tweets. We're getting some calls coming in, 800-933-5372. Let's see. We got an email from Ann, who wants to know, is there a way to get rid of Dallas grass without hiring someone certified to apply MSMA? And says, I've done that already, was able to get rid of most of it, but I have some individual spots left. I would love to take care of this myself without paying the high fee to have someone else do it. Dallas grass, MSMA. That's why we do the show. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Or you can step up to the mic. There's a microphone right here at the Great State Fair of Texas. And we would love to have your question live. Let's go to the phones and talk at 800-933-5372 to Brett in Louisville. Hello, Brett.
Hey, Jeff. How are you doing?
Doing well.
Good. This is in regards to the question about the refrigerator. I'm assuming it's a 220-volt unit that they want to convert to a 120-volt. It is doable with that transformer, but it's not recommended. Aside from the fact it probably will invalidate any warranty. And additionally, if the transformer does burn up and it's installed incorrectly, you could void your homeowner's insurance. The other issue you run into is most other countries run on 50 cycles. The United States runs on 60 cycles per minute, which would make the motors run slower. And some of those motors are not capable of running slower, so you may have an issue with that as well. So I would say that's not a good idea.
I'm really and thanks so much for your answer. I'm really captivated by what would possess someone to move their freezer from a foreign country? Because that had to be prohibitive. But well, maybe Philippe will email us back and tell us the story. But thanks for your answer. Thanks for calling, Brett.
Hey, no problem.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. We're live from the great State Fair of Texas, folks. We're on First Avenue, about halfway between Big Tex and the Lagoon, broadcasting live, taking your questions, taking your answers. We have a mic set up out here, and someone's stepping up to the mic. Tell me your name, where you're from.
I'm Joe Hudson. I'm from Dallas, Texas.
Hello, Joe. What's your question?
I am curious. I've heard conversations about who is running the state fair and conversations about it becoming nonprofit or run by a foundation or a shared partnership. I'm just curious about where that is now and who actually is responsible.
All right. Well, we'll see if we get an answer for
Thanks.
You. Thanks for stepping up to the mic. You can step up to the mic if you like or give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. We got an email here from Jason who says, counting calories at the state fair is a losing game, but you can demolish a couple of corny dogs without too much guilt. He writes, according to Fletcher's, I guess Fletcher's website, each corny dog is about 225 calories. So eat as many as you want. 800-933-5372. Up next on the phone, let's talk to Rahul calling from Dallas. Hello, Rahul.
Hey, Jeff. How are you doing?
Doing well.
So I think I've got at least a partial answer to the question on why people press their thumbs. So I grew up for part of my life in Germany, and there's a saying there that goes, drück mir die Daumen, and so that means directly translated, press your thumbs for me, and you say that when you want to wish somebody good luck. So I think it's probably a takeoff on that. But where that originated from, I can't tell you. So it's really just a partial answer.
All right. Well, you got us part of the way. Thanks, Rahul.
Thank you.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org, or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. And we've got a mic set up here. You can come step up to the mic, talk to one of our producers, and they'll get you ready to ask your question or give your answer live on the radio here at the Great State Fair of Texas. I should say, for those of you walking by, we're broadcasting live on KERA 90.1 or kera.org. And it's a real thrill to be out here at opening day of the Great State Fair of Texas. The last time we were here, there you go. The last time we were here was way, way back with the great Glenn Mitchell. And we did a week of live broadcasts the month before Glenn died, and that was back in October of 2005, if you can believe it. So it's taken us a while to get back, but we're really, really thrilled to be back today. And speaking of the state fair, on the phone at 800-933-5372, we got an answer from Tom in Louisville. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Jeff. Tom Stewart from Louisville. I saw an interesting show on TV the other night about the lady who carves the butter figures at the fair. She basically, was that the question about that?
What happens to the butter after the fair, I think, was the question.
Yeah, well, they obviously, what she does is she stores it every year. She's got like 10-gallon drums, and she waits until it, you know, because it's in that freezer, right? So once it gets down to a certain temperature, she starts taking it off and storing it and puts it up for the next year. And then anything that doesn't have the right consistency or has a bad spot on it or something, she just carves it out and gets new butter. But the bottom line is that's how she stores it every year. And I don't know exactly where she stores it. But another interesting note was the lady initially answered an ad for that carving of the butter statues. And she was only going to do it for 10 years. And now that lady's been doing it for 20 years in a row at the state fair. And this is her last year to do it.
Wow. Well, Tom, thanks so much for calling.
Thank you. Have a nice weekend.
All right. You too. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Or step up to the microphone. We've got a live mic here at the Great State Fair of Texas. And let's see, we can get your questions there. Back to the email inbox. Luke in Flower Mound says, whenever I watch the State of the Union address on television, I find myself wondering why the president is introduced twice, first to the Speaker of the House, then to Congress as a whole by the Speaker. And Luke says, the same thing happened on Thursday as Pope Francis walked into the joint session of Congress. Somebody called out, Mr. Speaker, the Pope of the Holy See, but then Speaker Boehner introduced him again. He says, I know this must be done for the sake of tradition, but where did that tradition come from? Luke wants to know if there's a law that requires the double introduction. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Up next on the phone, we have Kaiser in Plano. Kaiser, how you doing?
Hey, how are you? Got a
doing
question
well.
About
yes.
roof rats.
Okay.
Trying to get rid of them. However, I don't want to kill them. I've tried live traps. That doesn't seem to work. I really don't want to put poison down. So trying to figure out how to get rid of them.
Okay. Well, we'll see if somebody has a suggestion for you.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Up next at 800-933-5372, let's talk to Layla in Tyler. Hello, Layla.
Hi, Jeff. I just wanted to make a comment about covering your thumbs or crossing your thumbs, if you will. We have a visiting scientist from Poland, and he was just explaining to me yesterday that they cover their thumbs for good luck, just essentially equivalent to how we cross our fingers for good luck. So I thought that was interesting. They do that in Germany as well.
But still kind of wondering where it began, I guess.
I can't answer that. I just wanted to comment that it's a wide thing.
Okay. Hey, thanks for calling.
Thanks.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Or you can send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We've also got a microphone set up out here at the Great State Fair of Texas. And stepping up to the mic right now is Carissa Condianis with the State Fair. Hello, Carissa.
Hi, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. Welcome to the State Fair. Welcome to the booth, and thanks for having us out here. And what a beautiful day. You must be really excited today.
Yeah, we have a great crowd out here. Gates open at 10. I think we had people out here even before they opened, walking through the grounds. And so we're just really excited. We hope to see this continue throughout the day. And as people get off work, more people come out. I think we're in store for an amazing 24 days. I don't see rain in the forecast, so it should be a lot of fun.
So what are you most excited about this year for the State Fair?
Oh, man, that's a tough question. Opening day is my favorite. You know, it's the energy. It's where everything kicks off. And really, it's what propels us through the next 24 days. Having the fans out here like we do and like those that are around us right now, we're so honored to be a part of this community and to continue. I mean, this is 129 years this year, and so we'll be celebrating a big birthday next year, and we're just looking forward to the entire event.
Now, there's some new stuff at the fair this year, right? There's a couple of things that are back that were new last year, like the animal show and things like that, but there's some brand new stuff, too.
Yeah, we have in the Pan Am Arena where the pig races are, which I know is everybody's favorite, seeing the pigs run around to get their Oreos, which I know, fair food. And we now have the all-new Lone Star Horse Spectacular. So it's trick riders and trick ropers on horseback, and they're singing and dancing in the show. It's just a lot of fun for all ages. In addition, we've completely remastered the Illumination Sensation that's at 8 o'clock every night along the Esplanade. We have now a live performance on the stage, and more than twice the pyrotechnics that we've had before, which is always what brings the oohs and ahs every night. So, you know, we have lots of new rides. I think we have 6 new rides on the Midway, and some I would recommend not eating before you go on, from what I've heard. I have not been on them yet, but that's what I hear. And, you know, I mean, it's just, it's so much fun, and just come on out and join us.
There's a vegetarian corny dog this year, I've heard.
Right. There is. Fletcher's decided. you know, they have the regular corny dog.
Right.
They have the turkey, the bird dog, as they call it, the turkey corny dog. And their daughters actually were the ones that were pushing them to come out with a vegetarian version. So they unveiled it today. And you can only get it at one location out on the Midway. And go try it out. Give them your feedback. And then if it's a hit, they'll bring it to all the booths next year.
So I have to ask, and I hope this isn't overstepping, but, you know, because we're in the South,
mm-hmm.
but it is the first day of the fair, right?
Mm-hmm.
How many corny dogs have you had so far?
I, unfortunately, haven't had time to eat one, but
wow.
Maybe right now. How about all of us? You want to go get a corny dog?
Carissa Condianis with the Great State Fair of Texas. Carissa, thanks so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, we are back at the Great State Fair of Texas. It's been too long. It's been about 10 years since KERA's done a live show from the State Fair. We're thrilled to be here today. We have a mic, as you can tell, set up live for your questions and answers this hour. Of course, you can email us at anything@kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington, or call 800-933-5372. Up next on the phone, let's talk to Shirsten in Fort Worth. Hello, Shirsten.
Hey, Jeff. How are you doing?
Doing well.
So this is the question. On the fairly recent transport to Texas, when we moved here, my husband started commenting on how tall the roofs are, particularly in new development. And I thought he was a little crazy, but then I saw a roofing service that was like particularly for tall and steep roofs. So I wondered if we're just imagining things, or if there's some sort of, like, because there aren't a lot of basements in Texas, that the roofs are taller to make up for square footage or something.
Well, hey, where are you from?
We're Wisconsin, but we've kind of been everywhere.
Okay. Well, welcome to Texas. We'll see if we get an answer for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything@kera.org. It's anything you ever wanted to know live from the State Fair today. Give us a call, email us, tweet me at Jeff Whittington, or step up to our mic here at the Great State Fair. I should tell you where we are. If you're headed out to the fair right now, we're going to be on for another 25 minutes or so. You can come down First Avenue. We're about halfway between Big Tech's and the Lagoon. If you were walking from Big Tech's down to the Old Mill restaurant and then took a left, we're just on the way sort of to the Fair Park Bandshell in a beautiful shady spot. There are lots of folks here, and we'd love to see you too. And of course, we're taking your questions and answers live from the mic here, so it's a chance to come out and do anything live. We also get your emails, and Dave and Dallas emailed us at anything@kera.org, and he says, I've lived in two houses here in Dallas, and this is the second house where the HVAC blower unit is located in a closet in the middle of the house or central aisle of the house. He says it's extremely loud and we're looking for a good solution. This type of unit location is quite common here in Dallas. Houses built in the 70s, I believe. Anyone know of another solution to this, or someone who has a solution to moving this kind of thing? Let's see. We got another email from Mike and Saxe, who wonders if there's any possibility for a return for the Chinese lantern exhibit, which was at the fair the last few years. And we got an email from Catherine, anything@kera.org, who suggests if you want to get rid of Dallas grass, Catherine says move to Fort Worth. So 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington, or you can step up to the microphone. Which we've got someone here. Tell me your name, where you're from.
My name is Tammy. I'm from DeSoto.
Hi, Tammy. What's your question?
There was another show that was on 90.1 some time ago, and it had a host who would have a guest called in, and he was kind of some mystery guy. They could never disclose who he was or anything about his background, and it almost seemed like it was top secret. I can't remember the name of that show, but I was trying to find out whatever happened to that guy and why he doesn't call in on this show.
I think you're talking about Dan from Tyler, who used to call in to the Glenn Mitchell show, perhaps.
Okay.
And we're not sure what Dan's up to these days. We heard from him occasionally over the years. He came into the station once. Maybe he's listening right now. Maybe we'll hear from him. So I think that's who you're talking about. But thanks for your question. Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything@kera.org or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington. We got this from Mary in Dallas, who says, I just inherited a timeshare, and it seems like it's almost impossible to get out of it. Is it legal to inherit a timeshare and be responsible for the maintenance payments on it? And if it's not, or even if it is legal to inherit it, is there any way to get out of owning a timeshare that we didn't sign for, we didn't sign up for? Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything@kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington, or step up to the mic. We've got a mic here, and let's get a call really, really quickly. Actually, you know what, Joe?
Yes.
I just realized we're about to take a break. Let me put you on hold. I'll get you right when we come back. Okay, hang on.
Fine.
All right. We'll be back with Joe in Hillsboro. We'll be back with you in just a couple of minutes. It's anything you ever wanted to know live from the Great State Fair of Texas. Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Stay with us. We'll be right back. It's anything you ever wanted to know live from the Great State Fair of Texas right here on KERA 90.1 in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. It's a pleasure to be with you today. It's a pleasure to be here at the State Fair. If you're headed to the State Fair, come out and see us. We're on First Avenue in a shady spot about halfway between Big Tech Circle and the Lagoon, and we're taking your questions and answers live here on the mic. You can also call us at 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's go back to the phones, and as I promised Joe in Hillsboro. Joe, are you with us? Go right ahead, please.
My wife passed away 57 months ago and left everything to me in her will, which was prepared by an attorney. And I want to obtain a warranty deed to transfer and sell some of the pieces of property we owned, had joint ownership on.
Right.
But the probate office and the title attorneys tell me that this will is worthless because it wasn't probated within 48 months. Now, what I need to know is the law that created this situation so that I can find out. They will not also tell me how to get out of this box, how to obtain a document so that I can move this property.
Right. You need to probate the estate no matter what. So
I can't do that because it's the will is over. She's been passed away over 48 months. They say the wonder is only 48 months that you have to do this in. That's what I wanted to probate the will, but apparently I've waited too long.
Well, we'll see if we get an answer. Really, really sorry for your loss, first of all. And we'll see if we get a suggestion for you. It's a little tricky to do legal advice over a live call-in radio show. But we'll see if we get a suggestion, maybe somebody you can talk to about it or if there's a solution. And again, sorry for your loss and thanks for your call. Let's go back to the phones at 800-933-5372 and talk with Mark in Fort Worth. Hello, Mark.
Hello. I was calling with what I hope is an accurate answer to the question about the Speaker of the House and the introduction. I think the question ended with whether there is some law related to this, and I'm driving down the road, so I don't have my Constitution with me, but I believe it's near the tail end of Article 1, where the House, each House of Congress, is allowed to determine their own rules. And so everything that goes on within the House chamber is not a law, but in fact just a function of House rules that are adopted by the House, and they only apply to House members. The tradition of hosting joint sessions in the House chamber is because the House chamber is the people's chamber, and it is the only chamber, quite frankly, that is large enough to accommodate both houses of Congress and all the various and sundry dignitaries. And then the reason that the clerk announces the dignitaries to the speaker is because the speaker is the host of the festivities, if you will, and then the host, in turn, introduces the dignitary to the congregation, if you will. And so I think that answers most of the questions in that particular
one. Makes sense. Mark, thanks for calling.
You bet.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. That's what Matt did. Matt says, on that Dallas grass, he says, use Roundup or dig it up, and also use pre-emergent in the fall and the spring. Let's see. We got an email here from Beverly. He wants to know, why can't we watch Texas Ranger games on local television? Anybody know why we can't watch Texas Rangers games on local television? And Maggie emailed us, anything at kera.org, and says, if the houses that your caller was referring to about the tall roofs are older clapboard homes. Those are called hip roofs. and their weight was apparently beneficial in keeping them cooler in hot weather. She says modern houses also have hip roofs, but the slope isn't as pronounced because houses now typically have air conditioning to cool the house. So there's one answer on that. Thanks, Maggie. Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. Tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter or step up to the mic. We're live at the Great State Fair of Texas taking your questions and your answers today. Let's go back to the phones and talk next to Barbara in Richardson. Hello, Barbara.
Hi.
Hey there.
I have something to tell to the guy who has the rat problem. I had a problem myself a number of years ago and didn't want to deal with pesticides or poisons or anything because of other, like, birds eating the mice or rats, and I can't stand to set a trap. So I got something called the Rat Zapper. And it's a it actually electrocutes them. It's this little container that you bait far on the inside, and they go into it after the bait, and as they're going towards the food, they're electrocuted. And you never have to handle them. All you do is pick it up and dump them out, throw some more bait in there, and set it up again.
All right. Well, thanks for the suggestion.
Oh, sure.
All right. Let's see, up next at 800-933-5372 is Angela calling from Tyler. Hello, Angela.
Hi there.
Hey there.
So I think I have an answer for the cross your fingers question.
Okay.
It was originally from Europe in early Christian times, and it was believed that you could wish someone luck or make a wish on a cross. So two people would put their fingers together to form a cross to wish each other luck.
Makes perfect sense. Thanks for calling.
Thanks so much.
All right. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Or you can send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on this timeshare question. And this is from Frank in Fort Worth. He says, it is legal to leave a timeshare to an heir through a will. And as a timeshare owner, I can sell mine anytime I wish. And I would think the same would be true for the caller. They just need to turn to the organization or corporation and ask how they can make arrangements to sell their share. He says, I will warn that the income will not be great in most cases, however. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Shrina in Plano. Hello, Shrina.
Hi there. How's it going?
Are you there, Shrina? Hey there. It's going well.
It's my birthday, and you're one of my favorite hosts on KERA, so I just wanted to first tell you, nice to talk to you today.
Hey, happy birthday. It's nice to talk to you.
Thank you. So I had a question. I love the fair. I'm almost 40 years old, and I have never missed the fair. I come probably 3 times a year each time, but I always had a question. Does the fair still host 4-H kids, and do they have 4-H festivities?
You're talking about the agricultural, agricultural stuff, right?
So when does that happen? Like, is that only, is it in the beginning of when the fair kicks off? Is it during the day? Because I never get to see the actual showing of the kids actually showing their animals. And I just wanted to know, when does that happen?
Right. I think it happens all throughout the fair, and on the website at bigtex.com, I think there's actually a schedule just for the agricultural stuff that's happening. So you can see when,
okay,
you know, the pig and goat judging and the cow judging and all that stuff is happening. And it's all on, I think it's all on the website.
So it is
but check
a
there, check it, Big Text.
Fair.
Oh yeah. There's a huge agricultural section here at the state fair, but it's on the exact opposite part side of the fair park, than where we are today. It's on, over on the east side of Fair Park, along Nimitz, you know, down at the end of Nimitz Avenue. But there are all these barns, and you can walk through, and you can see all the animals and all that great stuff.
Okay, thank you so much. Hey, you guys have a great day.
You bet. Hey, thanks for calling. Happy birthday.
Thank you so
much. Let's see. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Angela in Richardson. Hello, Angela.
Hey, Jeff. I was calling about the poor man who didn't probate his wife's estate in time. First of all, disclaimer, no practicing law without a license. I'm just making a title suggestion.
Sure.
Because he has her will, that's actually a wonderful thing, because he can have heirship affidavits prepared and signed by two disinterested parties listing all the real property assets that are shown in that will, and that way he can dispose of all that property. If he's the sole heir of her estate, it makes it that much more simple. I don't know about the division of the other property, but any real estate can be conveyed that way.
Great. Hey, thanks so much for calling.
You're welcome. Bye.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington, or you can step up to the mic. Ask your question live here at the Great State Fair of Texas. We got an email on this probate and four-year issue as well from Eric, who says the caller can still see an attorney to have the will entered as a muniment of title, or he can have an heirship affidavit prepared. So I think, you know, definitely you're going to want to talk to an attorney. But thanks to everybody who's responded, because it's good to get some answers and some suggestions. Up next at 800-933-5372, let's talk to Paul in Irving. Hello, Paul.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, it's going well.
So I have an answer for the person who was asking why they can't see Rangers games sometimes in Dallas,
yeah,
or DFW in general. So a lot of sports games, what they'll do is they'll black out the local area to encourage people to actually go to the game. A lot of football teams do it. It's kind of weird, but for whatever reason, it's easier to catch the game on TV if you're not in that actual area where they're playing the game.
Very good. Hey, thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm.
800-933-5372. Got a tweet about this from someone who says the team has a TV licensing deal, and that's why you can't watch them on local television. Matt emailed anything at kera.org and says Fox Sports pays the Rangers over $80 million a year to broadcast the games, and the games will be on Channel 21 in certain situations, or local Fox for playoffs. We also got an email from Marianne, who, this is on the Dallas grass question. And Marianne says, my favorite way to get rid of weeds is to put on my radio headphones tuned to KERA and dig them out with my heavy-duty fork for large weeds, or a smaller levered prong tool for smaller weeds. She says, if you work the day after a rain, the earth is softer and you can get more of the root. And she says, I ignored all the weeds for 20 years, but I started working on them once and just kept going, and it took a while. She says, but I have a very small problem now. So, Marianne, thanks very much. 800-933-5372. Back to the phones. Time for maybe a couple more calls before the hour is over. But let's get a call from Linda in Fort Worth. Hello, Linda.
Hello. I have a comment about the rat zapper electronic traps. The previous caller didn't mention that they are by far the most humane way, as well as being clean and neat and effective, but the animals they die instantly. So to say it electrocutes them sounds kind of dramatic, but, and it does, but they're very humane. Right. So for people who are concerned about that, the glue traps and other kinds of things are just awful, and so are the poisons. So this is a very good solution.
Well, thanks, Linda. Thanks for calling.
Sure.
800-933-5372. Let's talk to Daphne in Dallas. Hello, Daphne.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey there.
Hey, I'm just calling with maybe more details on the animal competitions at the state fair.
Sure.
They happen pretty early in the fair, and even as early as 10 in the morning, sometimes even like 8 in the morning. And I think you can enter on that side of the fair. But probably within 2 weeks, most of the competitions are over. But definitely go check them out, because it's lots of fun to see the kids and older people show their animals. And, yeah, it's the daily
all right, thanks,
schedule.
Thanks for your
check.
Thanks, Daphne. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Let's see, time maybe for one more call. Let's talk to Kim in Denton. Hello, Kim.
Yes, I want to talk about the timeshare selling. It's extremely difficult to sell a timeshare, and you have to be careful because there's all kinds of businesses online saying they will sell your timeshare. Go online and Google timeshare scams, and it will tell you what to do and what not to do. And there is an organization that you can donate your timeshare to, and they use that money for, I don't know how they do it, but they use it for their various organizations. So look up timeshare donation, and it'll put you in touch with that organization.
Thanks very much, Kim.
You're welcome.
Well, that's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know, live from the Great State Fair of Texas, produced by Stephen Becker, engineered by Shelley Canavy back at the station. We also had help from Fiona Norton, who answers your phone calls, and we had Christine McConnell, who produces the podcast, which you can download absolutely free at kera.org/anything. Just click on the podcast link at the top of the page there to subscribe, or you can click and play any of the last 10 episodes. Thanks also to our remote crew, Eddie Hedge and Daryl Hinkey, and our operations team back at the station, Eric Bright and Alan Roberts. And we had help today here at the fair from Lindsay Connect and Braylon Becton, doing some additional production support here at the site. Once again, I'm Jeff Whittington. You can find me on Twitter, reach out there, or email us at anything@kera.org. Thanks so much for listening and for writing and calling in. And thanks to all of you for stopping by at the Great State Fair of Texas. And y'all have a wonderful weekend and a great state fair.